Well, now, in the heart of Portlaoise, what was once a forgotten patch of land has been completely transformed. A Moor Place allotment is now a thriving and productive piece of land. It's about the size of a football field, and it's been brought back to life by local residents. They come from everywhere: Ireland, Poland, Palestine, Ukraine and Bulgaria. Anne-Marie Kelly went along to find out more.
Peace.
Is that the main reason why people come here?
People have come down here and they've changed, like, you know, they've changed. Whatever it is down here, it just brings it all out, like.
What's your own name?
Mary O'Shea. I'm from Moor Place here. Like, we don't, like, buy potatoes, carrots, everything. We don't buy, like, you know, we grow.
Can anybody join?
Yeah, of course.
How does it work, then?
It's just, if we have ground, like, we'll share it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When new communities say join,
yeah,
is there an effort made to try and integrate them?
No, they're all just, these women are waiting for so long to get in down there, they can't believe their luck. Everyone's nice to each other.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great.
I might go over and talk to them.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Well, we have the space 3 weeks now, yeah. So in between the showers of rain, we're down here trying to clear the plot, because it was mostly like this, yeah, with thistles like and that. Weeds. In between the showers, we're down here digging out the weeds.
And what's your first name?
Catherine.
And were you waiting for a while?
Karen said she had a space coming up, and she was thinking of a mother slash child space, so PG was interested in it as well. So between the two of us, we said, yeah, we'll take this on.
For me, it is more than just growing, because the atmosphere, like, you know, I don't know. When I'm here, I'm lost in the world of here. I don't think about anything I think about outside here are my kids. I don't see anything to think about, unnecessary stress, pressure. No, not at all. So it feels cozy here.
You can hear the birds down here. Come down for a quiet morning, just to get away.
So obviously you're starting now. Will you bring different kind of produce, do you think?
We have the sweet potatoes. We have it here in Ireland. We have the African one as well. Yeah, but I think we're a bit late to plant most of them.
So is sweet corn hard to grow, is it?
I think you have to sow it up to May. Yeah. Okay. We might cheat and get some small sweet corn plants.
See, let's see how it goes. And it's really enjoyable when you see something you actually plant growing. Yeah. So I like it, yeah.
The newest tenants in the Moor allotments, Catherine and PG, and now back to Mary O'Shea.
Would you be known as the flower woman?
Yeah. I would, yeah. Spend more time down here than they do at home.
Do you know what, though? It's almost like a retreat.
Mm.
But, like, you can go any time you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get a key, like.
Mm.
You lock yourself in, you lock yourself out. Lisa actually works down here. Another daughter. She did a CEU scheme here down there. Okay. Maintenance and all that.
Yeah.
Is it a lifeline?
Is it your lifeline?
It would be my lifeline, yeah. It would be, yeah. Definitely. It's brought me from a very bad place, like, and to come down here, I see more, see my nature as a higher power for me, like, you know.
What do you mean, with higher power?
Like, something greater than me, you know. Something. It just brings me away from the bad parts of my life, you know. Clears my mind down here. I would be talking about addictions, yeah. I did struggle with addiction for years. Thanks to this place and people that are in this place, like, you know, I can talk to. And when I come down here, like, it's great. Like, that's why I see it as higher power. I did have a slip here and there, yeah, I did. But I just get up and face it again, like, you know, just get up and get on with it. It just makes you feel alive, like, you know, feeling the clay and. Makes me feel like I've achieved something. Might be only planting stuff and growing things, but I've met some lovely people down here.
Mm.
I have, like, Bridgie. I'm very close to Bridgie.
Who's Bridgie now?
Bridgie would be. She's in the shed there, probably cleaning the mugs. But yeah, I'm close to Bridgie and Betty. Betty's very good to me as well.
Can you chat to them?
Yeah, I can. I can chat to them about anything. Yeah, I just feel comfortable to chat to him about anything.
Yeah. What's your favourite part of the garden?
Well, I like doing the potatoes. Who doesn't like a spud?
And Karen Bambrick takes me into the new garden shed.
So you're meeting the integrated disability group that we have. Now, guys, this is Anne-Marie.
Hello, everybody. Look at this. You're having tea and coffees and...
That's the important part of the day.
Right.
The tea and coffee.
So describe the shed now for us.
It's our meeting room, our training room, our laughing room, our singing room. It's every kind of a room. It's about the relationships that are built and the friendships. Look at down the end of the table, two best buddies down there. Mary and Claire getting in on it as well. More hugs.
Well... As you see over there, I have a fridge. What would you call it?
A
plot. So I have leeks and carrots and cabbage.
So what's your favourite part? Is it actually sewing or chatting?
A bit of both. It's a nice atmosphere.
On my way out, I meet Neighbourhood Network, who are doing a workshop on the allotments.
There's a space over here
that
these ladies are part of, Neighbourhood Network, and they have a project called Our Share Plate, really focused on kind of going into areas where residents are interested in developing a green space, into gardens, community spaces. It's all about growing, sustainability, all of that kind of stuff.
What have you learned from the workshops, guys?
Not all slugs are bad and need to be killed on site. Brown slugs are good for the garden.
And homegrown garlic is absolutely divine because it's just nice, just fresh, it's taste, much stronger. Yeah. Smell it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And you can really feel that you're getting garlic.
And it lasts so much longer.
Anne-Marie Kelly there visiting O'More Place Allotment in Portlaoise. Many thanks to all the people who contributed to that.